So Connecticut. You know, Connecticut's kind of a boring state. I mean, I don't have to throw any shade on them. They're not. What are they known for?
They have the
being outside New York City.
The WWE headquarters in Stanford.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
I mean,
Hartford is the insurance capital of the world,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
You know, it's also kind of a bedroom community for those that live in, you know, work in New York. They are known as the Constitution State. Funny, I thought there were a whole bunch of colonies that ratified the Constitution. They're also known as the Nutmeg State. And now they're trying to angle for another, I guess, nickname. They want to be called the Pizza Capital. Here in Michigan, where we are home to the two largest pizza makers, heck to the no.
Yep.
But let's find out more about this from Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio correspondent and WJR contributor. You hit a nerve, Tanya.
Listen, New York City would like a word, okay?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, because you got New York style pizza. Chicago's got their pizza. We
That's
got
right.
Detroit deep dish.
Yeah.
We put the cheese put the sauce on top of the cheese. But why is Connecticut doing this? Are they so bummed that they really don't have an identity that they're trying to create one?
I think they're just trying to pick a fight. Honest, they're not trying to pick a fight. And by the way, props to the WWE mention over there for Connecticut, because yes, New Haven. You know, it's funny. I moved to New York about almost 11 years ago, and one of the people that I work with, Paul Stevens, one of our Fox News Radio anchors, been there for a long time. He's a Connecticut guy. And the thing, everybody was telling me, you got to go to see so-and-so, you got to see this, you got to go see that. And he has the audacity to tell me, you have to come to New Haven for the pizza. And I was like, y'all have pizza in New Haven? I was completely taken aback by this, but they are quite proud of it and do think they have the best pizza in the world. And as a matter of fact, that's what this representative of Connecticut has said, read a statement into the congressional record. Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut, read this into the congressional record on Wednesday and declared New Haven to have, quote, the best pizza in the country. And she says it's not even close. That they will also want to call Connecticut the Pizza State. New Haven, I did not realize, has about 75 pizza-making establishments, according to her office. In comparison, just not throwing any shade, but New York City has about 1,600 pizza operations across five boroughs. But that's just us. I'm sure Detroit has a whole bunch as well.
But ours have gone national. I mean, Tom Monahan created Domino's Pizza in a little storefront in Ann Arbor. Mike Ilitch started Little Caesars. His father-in-law was still mixing spices as recently as, I think, 15, 20 years ago. I mean, it was a family business that now how many franchises do they have? I would think that would account for something when you go national.
We have an arena called Little Caesars Arena.
Well,
it is the house that pizza built.
Go. Yeah.
There you go. I think what they've done basically is really obviously gotten people talking about this. This is something that they've been quite proud of for quite some time. That you know they've laid claim to the best pizza. I've not had it. Now I figure I've got to go up there and at least try this. And also I have a lot of questions about the sauce being on top. I've never had any Detroit pizza this way, and I feel like I need to come try that as well.
Maybe this representative from Connecticut was just trying to spark tourism.
maybe that's it. Maybe they would like some tourism up around Yale that has to do with the pizzas and nothing else. You know, like something to, you know, bring your foodies up here. I don't know. This is the hill they're going to die on, apparently.
Have you been to New Haven? I mean, is it an older community? Is there something distinctive about
Yale.
It?
Yale. The students probably eat a ton.
Yale is. Yeah, that's where that. I've not been to it. I've been through it and waved at it on the Amtrak, but that's about as close as I've gone. However, it's on one of my those. You know, I should take a day trip up there and just because I know there are a lot of people who live in New York City, like you were saying, that you know either commute in from Connecticut or Where they live, or they have a job in Connecticut and commute from here up to there. I know people who live in New York City and teach at Yale. So, I mean, it's quite the little train ride. But, yeah, people do it, you know, on a daily basis.
Well, I think that this deserves further intensive investigation.
I agree.
Wait, we have to quote Representative Lisa McClain of Michigan, vice chair of the GOP conference. She knocked her competitors, quote, Detroit-style pizza is by far and away the best pizza in the country. New Haven and New York pizza is way too thin. Chicago's basically lasagna. Detroit-style is light, crispy, and made the right way. There's nothing better.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
In a nutshell, she kind of summed it up, didn't she?
She's the new speaker.
Yeah.
I hear the jobs up. It's not up for grabs. I'm kidding. In our defense, ours is thin. However, you just fold it in half, and it gets a lot more substantial that way. See, and it's an on-the-go sort of thing.
It is. And
New
York pizza is
New
good.
York style pizza. It's really good.
But we're America's pizza here.
I got it. See, that's what you need to read into the congressional record. You need to have the Michigan representative say, we're America's pizza, and let's just see the sparks fly.
Lisa, it's on you. We got to, and that should be on our license plate. Water Winter Wonderland and America's pizza. Home to America's pizza.
There you go.
Oh, well, Tanya, thank you so much. You know, have one on us and report back to us. Full critique, top to bottom, and we'll send some buddies your way.
There you go.
I would love that. That would be awesome.
Yes, we need to educate America on this. Take care and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Tanya J. Powers there.
The nerve of Connecticut.
Have you guys had Tomatoes a Pizza? It is a New Haven style here locally. I think they have got a few locations in Farmington. In that
no,
area.
Never.
Oh, yeah, what's tomatoes, it called? Tomatoes a Pizza.
Okay.
There's
and
a few locations.
And what is its claim to fame?
Just new style. It's pretty light on cheese, so it's most sauce and toppings, but very not a lot of cheese on it.
It's
really good.
If you want to weigh in on this on Facebook or at Twitter, tag us at WJR Radio, and we want to know what you think about it and how you would respond
right
to Connecticut. They've thrown down the gauntlet, and we shall pick it up. You're on Newstalk 760 WJR, and coming up, going to be talking with our friends, the Michigan Association of Health Plans, mental health now being treated just like physical health.